I was looking back. It's been over 4 years since you were last on our show, and you were pretty busy then. It hasn't let up much. I mean, you are working all the time these days.
Well, not. It's been a little while. We did have that strike thing going on. So, but I am going back to work. So it's good. I'm working.
Can you talk much about this movie that you wrapped up that looks very interesting called Yesteryear?
No. I can talk about one that I shot during the strike, which I had helped the German producers get on board, you know, with one of those interim agreement things, because he wasn't a member of the Writers Guild. So I helped them get that film happening. And I shot that in New York. It's called Uppercut. I did that. It's put together. It's good. And I played, I was sort of like the emotional coach in the ring with the boxer. You know, I wasn't a cutter. But it was just fine. I saw it and it looks great.
Well, excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. You've also, since we last spoke, you did a number of appearances on NCIS New Orleans. Give you a chance to visit the old stomping grounds. You used to own a house in New Orleans, right?
I did. And actually, it wasn't New Orleans. It was a little town called Natchitoches, which is north of New Orleans. And I had that house for 12 years. That was an experience. That was something. Let it go a few years ago. And I miss it because Louisiana is another world. Happy to say I got to live in it for a while and survive.
Yeah, the last time we talked, I went back to listen to the conversation. And at the time, my producer was looking for a place in New Orleans. Well, in the time since, he bought a house, sort of used it as a vacation getaway for a few years. And then back in the fall, he and his wife packed up and moved there for keeps.
Oh, really? Oh, well, it's interesting for sure. If you can take the heat and humidity, it's just fine.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother them at all. Now, I notice they're coming back for Christmas, and they plan to spend some time here next summer when it's super hot there. But no, they love it so far. Well, I'm looking at some of the other work you've done. You had a number of appearances on The L Word, which is a terrific ensemble.
I never saw it.
Oh, really?
I never saw it. I don't much watch my things. I do them and sort of know what I do, people told me I was very good in it, but I think that's the last time I'm going to play a woman with dementia. I had dementia and MS on that show, so it was a little complicated.
No, I'm sure.
But I did it because I like to work, and you know, it was a good group of ladies, so got her done.
You were, I think I just saw on social media, you were on the road. You were always in demand at Comic-Cons, and all these years later, boy, the Blade Runner fans never go away, do they?
Don't seem to. It's amazing. It's a life unto itself. It's really something.
Looking back through your work, and you've done so many remarkable performances through the years, one of my favorite shows that ended way too soon. You and Dabney Coleman were so great together, everybody on Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I won Golden Globe for that, and I was nominated for an Emmy. That's nice. It's nice to be acknowledged like that. Very nice.
I have a friend recently who had surgery, and they posted in social media and said, hey, anybody got a great recommendation for a series I can binge that I might not have seen before? And I always recommend in situations like that, 6 Feet Under. And then I went back and rewatched, and I'm just as impressed as I was first time around. You were so good as Margaret. Everybody in that cast was strong.
Yeah. Yes, it's playing right now, which is kind of nice. I'm getting some more recognition from that. No, my career has been, it's been good. It's been, it just seems to move along. Sort of amazing.
Now, you, am I right that you were an art major in college?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, I was. That's all I was interested in, was art, science, and I just thought I was going to be a scientist, but it didn't work out. That's okay. The acting thing never crossed my mind. I had got into it. Single mother, two kids. I had to do something. I was pretty, and there weren't so many people then. Now it's a very tough game these days.
Yeah, but there's more out there, more opportunities to work than ever before, and yet, you can never be sure how long anything will last these days, particularly on the streaming services where things can get a great critical reaction, fan reaction, and then they disappear.
Well, it's exactly. That's what's happening. Plus, everything is a swipe these days. You know, that seems to be what it is. People just swipe shows and, you know, it's not fabulous, it's done. Well, and like you say, sometimes they are fabulous and then they're done. So I sure wouldn't recommend anybody going to the business these days. I think it's too hard. I was very lucky. I came in at a good time and managed to spin it into a career.
I saw a very nice post you had recently talking about the late Matthew Perry. You had worked with him on The Odd Couple on that series, but you had also worked with his dad, of course.
And worked with him when he was a little boy.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was a time. I loved his dad. He was great. I think he's still around. I haven't heard from John Bennett in a long time. I guess he's still out there. He's a guitar player, and I'm a singer, so we did some bits together. Some different locations. It was fun, and I loved working with Mark. We had a very good time. It was the nice thing about my business is I always learn something whenever I'm working. I learned all kinds of physical skills, which I adore. I'm sort of like a frustrated stunt woman, I guess, but I learned how to spin a car and scuba dive. I flew that helicopter. And we had dual controls in that thing. Chuck Timberl was the pilot. And we flew around. He said, take it, Joanna. So I did. It was a lot of fun.
Stephen King owns our station. Of course, you were in the Tommyknockers.
That's right. That was fun. I love to tell people that I was killed by a bunch of dolls.
What a way to go.
Yeah, right. Right, always seems to make people laugh. I've been very fortunate. I don't know, I don't like getting this business of getting old stuff. You know, film business is really for the youth. I throw a few old people in there now and again, and I guess I'm one of them. You just have to be very, have a good conversation with your cinematographer.
Well, I don't know. From what I've seen, you seem to be defying time quite well. Thank you.
Well, I'm not doing bad. I will say that. I am not doing badly.
Is part of that, I wonder, keeping a youthful attitude, too, and hanging around with young people?
Absolutely. Dull in the attitude, I would say. I mean, you think you're old, honey, you're going to be old.
Mm.
And I don't think I'm old at all. In fact, I think I'm so young it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing at times. I did this dance routine on social media. So a couple of friends of mine, one who's a wonderful You know, he's got a show with a bunch of young kids, and they dance all over Europe. And he came over, and we just bit. It was the same bit. His name's Fat Boy Slim, who does this.
Oh, I saw that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, and I sent it back to my. Well, I just went back to a reunion recently. I won't tell you which one. It was a. It was really something. And I sent it to all the people that came to the reunion. And they liked it. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know what to say. And I just said, okay, that's it. That's over. They don't get it. And, you know, these were my friends for years. I said, okay, they can get old. I'm not going to. So.
Well, you got to be you and keep doing what you're doing, because it's obviously worked for you, and you're still in demand out there, and that's a great thing, because anytime you show up on screen, I know it's going to be a great performance and incredibly watchable, as you have been since you started the career, and it's wonderful to talk with you again. We appreciate you making some time for us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Be well. And
you have a... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say, be well, have a wonderful holiday, and hopefully we can do it again down the road.
You bet. All right. You have a wonderful holiday, too, and take care.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right. Ciao. Bye-bye.